Welcome back. This is Red Barn Radio, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. Red Barn Radio, roots music, Southern style.
Truth for as long as I know. Trouble as I find me wherever I go. Climb my way up, back to the bottom. Times get tougher, but you're glad that you got them. Step by step, back to the bottom again.
Did you grow up in that area, in Whitesburg, Jenkins area?
No, but I spent a lot of time there because both sides of my family are on my mom's side. My grandma and grandpa were there. My grandpa's only living sibling still lives there in Jenkins. Some of my cousins live in Whitesburg. They still live there. I mean, I spent a lot of time there. My aunt, on my mom's sister, she lived in Jenkins for a long time until they moved to Indianapolis, and they grew up on like Bottom Fork and like all these different hollers, and that just was like what I knew.
But I'm not okay.
I lucked out with Caitlin. She is in a duo in back home. I asked Caitlin on the fly to play a couple songs with us at a gig we just recently had at our little country saloon called Duke's. It's our country bar. She was only supposed to play two songs in day of at Soundcheck. I said, hey, if you want to play on all the songs, by all means, go ahead. She played the whole show, and I was like, do you want to be in the band full time?
I stood steady while you fell heavy in the palms of my hand, but I grew weary 'cause I couldn't carry
I got Kevin also from a suggestion in the band. My drummer before, Drew, he fell in love, unfortunately, and moved to Oklahoma.
Oh, I hate
and
that.
And I said, oh my God, are you sure that's what you want to do? I'm so sorry. But it seems to be working out. Kevin, he's also very reliable and consistent. He does not talk in the group chat, and I just know he's going to show up. Like, we had a practice the other day, and I'm like, are you coming to this practice? No response, and then he just showed up. And I'm like, okay, Kevin knows what he's doing. That is a huge piece for me, is releasing and letting go of some of the fear and the control of, like, I got to believe in them and trust that they're going to do what they're going to do. And I got Nate Gray. He filled in for me. He needed a bass player for another show. He came right on, and he was so welcoming, and like, he was so funny, and he's charismatic, and he was not uncomfortable to be around. And that's kind of what I like too about everyone else in the band, is I want to feel like I can connect with you. I know sometimes musicians can be standoffish, or like, I don't want to feel that in my band. I don't want any like air in this band. I don't want people to feel like we think we're too good, we're not. I don't want anyone in the band to carry that energy as well.
Daddy's baby girl was always raised in hell. They took me and they locked me up in that Hancock County jail, man. But those
Rayburn, this guy, he's been a tyrant. I met Ray. We played a little Battle of the Bands gig. His other band was in this Battle of the Bands we were playing, and we started chatting, and then my old guitar player couldn't make a gig, and I was going to have him set in, and then we'd been talking kind of ever since, and then I needed another guy, and so I reached out to him, and he was like, I'll give it a shot, and he also came on board for the Dukes gig that Caitlin came on.
Oh, right.
And I've kind of kidnapped both of them for the last like month or so. And I'm hoping that I can manipulate them enough to stick around. Right. Mina has been with me the longest. Mina played in a band back in the day with one of our good friends, great singer-songwriter, Brandon Wide. And I met Mina through that when I was playing with Landon Keller. It was kind of like, I didn't know a lot of girls in the scene yet. And Mina plays with so many bands, and she has her own band. And she was working at a studio at the time. Little by little, we just kind of became buds. Like, I run a lot of things by her, especially with the band. And like, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? I did all the harmony work on my first EP, on Firefly, the second EP. We recorded that with our full band, and Mina was on that. And the songs here in Nashville, there was some other people on harmony, but I'm like, are you sure we aren't going to get Mina? Because we just sound good together.
You do.
And like, I love her compassion, and Mina is so positive.
Lexington feels like a better place tonight because Mina is here.
They can't have her, but you guys can take a gander, and that's it.
I know this game. I played it once before your way. But I won't say it no. I won't say it no. I know what you're waiting for. I know these eyes, the ones right before goodbye. But I won't say it no, I won't say it no. I know what you're waiting for. And I won't beg you to stay if you're leaving. Thank you.
thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is presented with the support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's cultural development, advocacy, and fundraising organization. LexArts, working for the development of a strong and vibrant arts community as a means of enhancing the quality of life in Central Kentucky. And by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show.
The Red Barn Radio theme was written and performed by the Lucy Becker Band. More information is available on social media at Lucy Becker Music.
Thanks so much for listening. I'm Kathy Stamps.
And I'm Forrest Leffler.
There are so many people to thank for our broadcast, Kara Cole and her great band. We want to thank all of you for listening to our webcasts, watching us on social media, and those listening to us on our growing network of Red Barn stations and media worldwide. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Arts Place Performance Hall in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Before we close out the program, let's beg Kara Cole and her band to come back out and do one more number for us.
You know what, for you, Brad, I'm going to do it. That's the kind of gal I am.
He doesn't even have to wait on it.
You don't even have to wait on it. But I'm...
Nothing but the headlights and my radio on, yeah. But I'm down to my last smoke, 50 miles left to go. I got nothing on my mind but you. So I pack up all my things and I pray for the rain. I don't wanna look back thinking I could fix that even if I try not. if I try. I've been missing something that I have been wanting all my life. I got both hands on the wheel, letting go of how I feel. Not looking in the rear view, babe, I got a clear view when I stop. Waiting on you.
Red Barn Radio, roots music, Southern style, the best music from the roots of the South, and sharing this music with the world.